This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it was announced yesterday that Major League Lacrosse is going to be moving to the Star. Major League Lacrosse, as the Rochester Rattlers have relocated to Frisco, they'll be the Frisco Rattlers. And you know, it just brings up an interesting topic here. And I know a lot of you out there, you've maybe played lacrosse or maybe your kids play now. I've always been curious about it. I don't know a lot about the sport. I honestly, let's just start with this. Is there a difference between lacrosse and field hockey, or are they the same thing?
I believe field hockey is for girls and lacrosse is for dudes. Am I getting okay. I may be totally getting that wrong. No, I just, okay, Eden with the fan just looked at me like I was the biggest Weinstein dumbass.
I mean, you are shooting from the hip there.
I thought I thought field hockey was what chicks play in plaid skirts, and lacrosse is what Moose's kids play.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure, and okay. Clearly you don't know a lot about it either.
I'm wearing a tie right now. I feel really authoritative on this.
Seems like you knew what you were talking about.
Well, guys, let me just weigh in here.
Kevin Turner. Oldie. Yeah.
The biggest difference between lacrosse and field hockey is that field hockey is played with a stick, and it's got a curved end. And I know you guys know a lot about that.
Nothing wrong with that.
They call those the Clintons.
It seems abnormal, but it's apparently not
abnormal.
That
stick has a curved end, which is for pushing the ball.
For her pleasure.
What?
To watch the game.
Yep.
Now, if you're a fan of the sport.
That makes sense.
The lacrosse stick has the net, and it's for throwing and catching.
But the field hockey doesn't? Field hockey has a hockey puck, hockey stick?
Field hockey's like a ramp.
Yeah, that makes sense. So field hockey's like a normal hockey stick that you play on a field, and lacrosse has that net that you catch it and flip it.
Okay.
Shut up, Jamie Ben.
Well, I have some friends who play this. I have, a buddy of ours. Our buddy Dan Schmidt. His son is apparently a big-time lacrosse goalie.
Dan Schmidt.
Okay. Up in Prosper. The
He's
cigar
a
guy.
Cigar aficionado.
It's like I know people that are way into it, and like some, and I'm starting to see some of that as kids are – parents are not letting their kids play football, youth football, and pads.
Okay.
And they're letting them play lacrosse.
Okay.
And so I've never let my kids go down that road. We haven't tried it out, but I'm just wondering, should I, or is that crazy? Is it crazy expensive? What's the story?
It should be called Lacoste because it is the most hoity-toity highbrow.
Really?
Northeastern. Blue blood kind of game.
Your kids play polo, but you're saying this is even more.
My kids play water polo without a ball or a net. My kids play Marco Polo.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Any sport where you have to buy like protective gear is gonna get in your pockets pretty quickly, right?
I hear that lacrosse is expensive. I hear that hockey is very. I have a friend whose son plays like select hockey.
Right.
That seems insanely expensive. And I even went to that. We had that hockey store that was advertising with us. It's half hockey, half baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there and I was talking to the manager. I was like, hey, which brings in more revenue? He's like, dude, it's not even close. Like, and it's the store is divided. Baseball and hockey is like 70% of the revenue because it's so freaking expensive.
Yeah.
That's what the Star Center is, the youth hockey center.
Mm-hmm. And hockey really becomes sort of segregated in a lot of different ways because you need to play it on ice.
Right.
And you have to be Canadian.
Yes. Yeah, you have to be or it's illegal. And, it's like my kids play a lot of select baseball, and that can be pretty expensive, too. It's
those
like
bats are like $500.
The bats are expensive. The bats are like between $300 and $400.
And they're only good for two at bats, right?
They're only good for one at bat.
Yeah, that's
no.
Tough.
They're good for. They're really good. What's crazy is kids want a new bat after a year, but that's right about when the bats become quote unquote hot when they start punishing the ball a little more. It takes a while to break them in.
Those are the illegal bats.
No, it's illegal if you like put them in a vise. I think you can. There are people that put these bats.
How
in
do you
vices.
Know about all the illegal bat stuff?
Somebody was telling me about it. Yeah. I've never done it.
We'll don't say like soft. Football players do.
You can tell by my kid's stats I haven't done it. Okay, but maybe I need to.
Shots fired at the Rogers boys.
No doubt. I hope you guys are listening. Go do some push-ups. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Well, I got to throw this in there. My son quit his last basketball. I thought he quit basketball for good. He quit his last team because they did push-ups. that drove him from the sport.
I'm telling you, my kids are having a rough time when the Wi-Fi is slow. I mean, that's for them, that's really tough and roughing it. So, you know, I've thought about this lacrosse thing. But
no,
I have.
Don't do that.
Because you see kids. Look, let me tell you about the cost of select baseball. And this is why we can't decide what the hell we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, for spring select baseball, you're looking at spending about $2,000 for the spring per kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not include any equipment. That's just tournaments and practices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to go get lessons and equipment and all that stuff, I mean, you're going to spend a ton of money. And that's that goes from, let's call it, February, March, April, May, and June. Mm-hmm. And maybe one tournament in July. People don't really play in July, except the World Series here. So, say you play 10 tournaments. I mean, that's a lot of money.
You just need to get them a book that says Investments for Dummies and just get them in
That'd
on that.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I would love that.
They'd be better served learning about investments at that age.
That stuff is way too expensive, which is why my kids do equestrian events.
My wife is like, why... She goes, the boys don't ever want to work on baseball. They come home and they want to go throw the football and play football. I was like, that's because it's hard to get a baseball game together.
Right.
You need a field. You need someone who can accurately throw strikes.
Right.
I mean, it's a pain in the butt to put a baseball game together. Now, you can play wiffle ball,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, just got into the Toy Hall of Fame, which
Congratulations.
I'm excited about. Okay, anyways, I think this deserves more.
Have the baseball people in your life told you that you need all this select stuff?
Okay, so
because
different
Ian Kinsler like a 700th round pick.
Yeah, there's different opinions on that. Ian Kinsler told us he never played more than like 15 games per year till eighth grade.
Right.
That wasn't a thing though back then.
That's true because now, like, if you talk to Joey Gallo, Joey Gallo was playing 60 games a year when he was eight.
Right.
You know, so it's like it depends on. So I have a philosophy on this. Like, I'm trying to find that middle ground between. Like, okay, there's different levels. There's Little League. It's essentially single A.
Uh-huh.
Then there's the lowest level of select baseball is double A.
Uh-huh.
Then there's triple A. Then there's majors, and there may even be some super majors or something above that. My sons have only played double A.
Okay.
So it's like the lowest form of select ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my younger son has had invites to go play at higher levels,
mm-hmm.
but I don't care about traveling all over the Metroplex. For me, you know, we live in Prosper. I think it tears your family unit up if you're going, if I got to go from Prosper to DeSoto, or if you're on a team in DeSoto and you got to go play in Prosper or Salina.
Yeah.
Why? Just play in a tournament that's by your house.
Right.
I don't care. It's all the same teams all the time anyways. You put your family through hell driving across town. And the worst part is you go play all day Saturday. Like tomorrow, we're in a tournament tomorrow.
Yeah.
8 a.m. game.
Right.
We got to get up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday. I got to get up all the other siblings.
Uh-huh.
We got to go to watch this game. And then we'll find out what time the game is tomorrow. Most likely it's going to be, Sunday. It's going to be an 8 a.m. start on Sunday. And if you got to drive across tarnation to go play baseball, that's a pain in the butt. But I do think there is upside to playing at a higher level against better competition. I'm just not interested in going crazy to the highest level.
I think there's upside, but I'll put it to you like this. If Joey Gallo started really picking it up in ninth grade as opposed to 8 years old, I think he'd still be in the Rangers organization cranking home runs right now.
Maybe so. I don't believe in being specialized, though. Like, I'm not saying go play 80 games a year and only play baseball.
Right.
I mean, my kids play as many different sports as they can. I haven't let them play football.
Uh-huh.
But, the reason that I like select, I'll put it to you like this. Miles went and played this past year. I said, let's take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
We played too much select ball. He had kind of hit a rut.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't progressing. And so we signed him up for Little League ball. So he goes out there and he plays with other 10-year-olds. It was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't know what hand their glove went on. I mean, he's throwing the ball hard right down the middle every time. His coach had him throw 80 pitches in his first game. He's like, oh, my God, we got a kid who can throw strikes. He threw 80 pitches
in a game. Oh, man, yeah, you can't do that.
And kids couldn't even, he had to be careful of even throwing a ball from shortstop to first because he didn't know if the guy could catch it.
Right.
So the reason you play a little bit higher.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is just because otherwise it's of no interest to the kid if you're that good. Or else you need to go play at an older age.
That might be the thing.
But that's harder because then now you're talking about a kid who's just bigger and can overpower you.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the baselines are longer and the mound is further away. So. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of research into this. What I want to do is just try to find that happy medium that's not too overly competitive. It doesn't tear my family apart. That doesn't cost so much money. and lets my son have some success so he can enjoy baseball.
Lacrosse.
And I'm trying to find that happy medium in select ball, baseball. And I think
I wish you luck. It sounds like a challenging endeavor.
It is, but I think it's the warning signs of doing it the wrong way are so obvious and blatant that it's easy to say, nope, not for me. But when we pulled all the way back, we found out how disappointing that could be too.
Sure.
So we're just trying to get back to that medium.
There's nothing worse on the parents, too, than watching bad Little League baseball. That is excruciating.
It's hard because the kids are all at different levels.
Right.
And
what point in the game do they stop hitting the bat on the cage? Because that's always fun when you look over there and kids are just banging a bat against a cage.
I mean, it's like, you know, when we pulled him back, he's playing single A. It's like a kid will get a hit and not know to run to first base.
Yeah, that's
like,
tough.
How do I want my son to get something out of that?
That's, you know, tough.
It's like,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.